On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
From KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Ishmael Khawaja. The Green Party says it's ready to remain and transform everything if given the power to. It set out a plan for 10 parliamentary bills ahead of next month's election. Co-leader Sian Berry ran through some of them at the party's manifesto launch.
A Green New Deal, a people's vote, NHS reinstatement, a further and higher education bill, a sustainable economy bill, a future generations bill, a bill to introduce universal basic income.
Meantime, Boris Johnson's promising a crackdown on knife crime if the Conservatives win the general election. He says those caught with one will be arrested on the spot and in court within a week. Meanwhile, Labour's accusing the Prime Minister of being in the pocket of big business. Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell says his party wants to bring in a 20-to-1 pay ratio between the highest and lowest workers in a company.
We know whose side Boris Johnson is on. He said it. The billionaires and the bankers and big exploitative corporations. Whilst Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Party, let's be clear, are on the side of the people.
The Tories and Labour will set out their plans when Boris Johnson and Jeremy Corbyn go head-to-head in a TV debate tonight.
KMFM News.
A judge has said a Kent man who's been jailed for sexually assaulting two children left his victims traumatised. A court heard Terence Clover from Orchard Crescent in Wateringbury groomed the victims by offering gifts. The 78-year-old was found guilty of 9 charges. He's been locked up for 6 years and will serve another 3 on licence. A driver's due to appear in court later over a fatal crash with an Age UK minibus in Sheerness. A 77-year-old woman died from her injuries following the collision in Marine Parade in January. Rebecca Hickey, who's 35 and from Ulmer Road in the town, denies causing death by careless or inconsiderate driving. Prince Andrew's under growing pressure to make a statement to US authorities on what he knows about convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. A woman who claims to have been abused by the late American billionaire as a teenager wants the Duke of York and anyone else with information to speak to the FBI. Sky's US correspondent Greg Milam is in Los Angeles.
She makes no accusation against Prince Andrew except to say that those who were around Jeffrey Epstein at the time she was being abused should have seen something. She said, "We were not hidden." And she found it upsetting that those who were there in those properties, for example, didn't say something.
The Duke of York denies any knowledge of his friend's crimes.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A London drug dealer who led police on a chase in Tunbridge has been jailed for 3 years. The 23-year-old was arrested in October after he failed to stop his car on Quarry Hill and was spotted throwing a cigarette box containing 18 wraps of cocaine. Officers also found 5 mobile phones in his car. He admitted charges, including possession with intent to supply Class A drugs. The RSPCA is investigating after a foal was found dead with a large wound in a field near Dartford. The 4-month-old animal's body was discovered off Fairlawn Crescent in Greenhithe at the weekend, a day after apparently being seen in good health. The owner is concerned about how it died and the charity wants to speak to anyone with information. The mum of a young man from Kent who has a rare genetic disorder has told KMFM how having a job has improved his life. Tom Perry from Arden was diagnosed with Dravet syndrome after he had his first seizure at just 5 months old. The form of epilepsy affects around 1 in every 20 to 40,000 births. The 25-year-old's family even devised their own monitor to alert them to his seizures. His mum Susan says he's much happier now. He's working at Jumping Trampoline Park in Tunbridge.
They don't treat him any differently to anyone else. They recognise his needs but don't necessarily pander to them, and he feels part of a team. If he didn't feel that, he wouldn't want to go there anymore.
And Kelly MacDonald is going to star in the next series of Line of Duty. The Trainspotting actress will play a detective chief inspector in the drama's 6th series.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and Gillingham will get another chance to progress to the second round of the FA Cup later. They're welcoming Sunderland to Priestfield for a replay after drawing 1-1 at the Stadium of Light earlier this month. Gillingham's manager Steve Evans says it won't be an easy match.
That's going to be tough. They'll come here, they'll be desperate to win, they'll be organised, they'll be efficient, they've had the weekend off, they'll be working on it. So, you know, we're not in the next round. People suddenly think we're not in the next round. We don't think about the draw, we think about trying to deal with a big club like Sunderland.
Whoever wins will play either Doncaster or AFC Wimbledon, who are also in replay action tonight. Kickoffs at 7:45. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.